Kia ora, I'm Erin Keem and you're listening to Conversations About Closets with my closest 1,000 friends. I started this project to get me through a gloomy Seattle winter, which was hitting me hard. The thing is, I love women. Why not showcase them? Why not call women I've never met, have our first conversation, record it, and turn it into a podcast? So that's what I did. I didn't edit, I still don't. Some days I'm on fire, some days not so much, and sometimes I even forgot to ask questions about closets. But all my guests are amazing. Listen up, get to know them, you'll be glad you did. If you want to be a guest on my show, go to erinkeem.com. I'd love to meet you. Aroha for listening. Here's today's episode.
Era part two. Some things are just outside our control, right?
Totally. And all we just work with it.
Flexibility, and it's the key. Basically, we start where we are, which is what you do with people who have credit issues. You start where they are and you help them build a better future. But we were talking about passion and purpose for profit event, which that was part of System Summit. What is System Summit?
Yeah, I was invited to be a speaker for their event. It's a nonprofit that helps micro businesses gather systems and be profitable. And so they have a quarterly event. This last one was Passion for Profit, I believe was the title. And they invited me to speak about personal credit and business credit to their audience.
That was fantastic. Is there a way that people can find out more about that? Do you think, or about future events that you're going to be holding? I suppose the best place is to jump on your LinkedIn profile or on your website.
Yeah, LinkedIn or Facebook actually might be best for events. But you can also, if you're listening to this, you can just text events to, it's 206-971-1269. And then I can make sure that you get them that way.
That's very efficient.
Yeah.
How clever. Now, I want to talk to you about a fabulous photo of you on your website where you are wearing, this pencil skirt, this tight gold pencil skirt with the most cute white crop top, and you've got a stomach to die for. And then you've got these amazing heels on. Would you tell me about that gold skirt?
I think I know what you're talking about. It's one of my favorites where wear it with the crop top and be very fun, or I can wear, a longer shirt under and make it professional. Oh, I think I see which one you're talking about. So that's typically my favorite type of skirt, just the form-fitting ones. They're very comfy. And like I said, you can dress them up or dress them down. So that's why I like them.
And those heels, where did they come from?
Those are actually from one of my best friends. So I always say, and you might disagree, but I always say that I do not have a great sense of fashion. And I know it's different for everyone, but I always go to my friends and I have two younger sisters who are very picky and kind of make fun of what I wear. So I get a lot of stuff from my best friends and my sisters.
half my wardrobe I do believe has come from clothing swaps from friends who have amazing taste. I miss clothing swaps. They're a little harder to organize in COVID, but I know we'll have them again.
Hopefully soon, yes. Now I feel bad that I didn't go to any of my friends when I had the chance, but yes, they will be back.
They will come round again. Now, did you fill me in on credit and champagne? Because that doorbell went at a really inopportune moment.
Oh yeah, that's exactly where we were. So I was saying that I did them much more often before the pandemic and just started doing them again last weekend. So it's just a weekly video. I wanted to create something quick and fun, but also something that provided value for people. So I just like to give a tip or two that people can use in their life when it comes to credit. And to be honest, I saw other entrepreneurs where they will do, maybe like credit and coffee or credit and cupcakes and things like that. And champagne is one of my favorite things, so I that's why that's where credit and champagne came from.
I love it. It's fantastic. Now, you said you're going to be expanding your business. You've got a bigger vision for your business. Is that why you started recently working with a business coach?
That is exactly why. I, like I said, I want to start create a business consulting service, a program that will help people save time and money when starting and growing their businesses. And with credit consulting, I haven't done any, I've never hired a business coach. I've never done any like very big paid marketing. And it's all been word of mouth. But I think that in order to grow, two things that I'm lacking are a business coach, someone that can bring like an outside view, because at this point I'm very much working in my business. So there's lots of things that I don't see that someone from the outside looking in can see, and just help strategize and with this new service, help brainstorm and figure out what it is that people want. And so business coach and then a marketing strategist. So those two things were my 2021 goals to grow my business.
I always believe if you want to save time, if you want to leap ahead several years to invest in coaching, find somebody who's got what you want, and ask them how they got it, and then follow in their footsteps.
Exactly. It makes it so much easier.
Now, I'm on your Facebook page, and a refusal never offends, but you have mentioned a couple of things which are really interesting. And may I ask, you said something about investing in a future husband. And you're welcome to take a pass on that.
No, yeah. I met a relationship expert, and it's just one of those, it's another thing. It's a coach. I am 30 years old, and I've been single for a few years now. And it's kind of just getting to a point where, okay, I've done what I know and it's not working. So let's get some expert advice. So I invested in a program. It's called Relationship Ready. So I'm hoping that that will help make the dating world easier.
Of course it will. When you set an intention and you reach outside and you get objective feedback and you get somebody, they're able to see patterns that you're not able to see. And once awareness is the first step, what a fabulous thing to do. Dating in COVID, I'm guessing it's completely online. So the great thing about that, of course, is that you only need to get dressed from the waist up. But are you widening your pool? Because we're in Seattle. Are you looking for somebody that lives in Seattle, or are you open to the universe providing you with somebody from a completely different part of the country or even the world?
I am open to a different part of the country, and also a different part of the world. That was a big thing that I needed when I created my business. I didn't want to have a storefront because I didn't know if, if I wanted to move in a couple years, a few years. So that's still an option. And so with dating, I would definitely be open to
Well, I recommend New Zealand, but I am slightly
that.
biased.
No, I've heard great things.
am going to circle back before I ask you about something else. That is a little personal, but I'm just going to circle back. You mentioned wanting to know what goes on in New Zealand, and I'm not an expert on that. I will do some research for you. But your name delighted me, your last name being Bonds, because we had bonus bonds in New Zealand, and it marketed itself as the much more fun investment. And you bought bonds, say for example, you bought a $20 bond and it was always worth $20. But in return, which doesn't exactly give you a great interest rate, but in return, you were entered in a monthly draw, much like a lottery, and every single month, so you could go in to win for a prize. So it was a way of encouraging people, instead of spending their money in a lottery, to invest their money but still get the same thrill of a possible win.
Oh, so like,
Isn't that
yeah,
hilarious?
that's funny.
Yeah, they're just winding up now, but it's been around for decades. And I still have some bonus bonds that my mum bought me.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm still being entered in a monthly lottery. I'll keep you
Yes,
posted.
that's awesome.
Now, I'm going to circle back round if you don't mind. You recently expanded your family. Is that
That
true?
is very true. I grew up with my mom and my stepdad, and I met my dad later in life. I met my brother on my dad's side later in life, and I want to say a month ago now, my brother and I on my dad's side found out that we had a new sister. So we were both super, super, super excited. And I know it's COVID, but we wanted to meet each other, so we planned a trip and couldn't do much, of course, but all we wanted was to see each other. And so we met, we bonded, and it was just amazing. She's about a year and a half younger than me, so super grateful.
My best friend is my sister, so to find another sister is a true
Yeah.
blessing, especially and to find two. Oh, getting sorry, and you've already got two beautiful
Yeah.
sisters as well, so now
Yeah.
you've got three. That is wonderful. I am going to circle back again just for the fun of it. What is considered a good credit score in America?
A good credit score. So I always tell my clients to strive for a 730, because that's where you don't really have to worry about getting approved for things on the credit side. So 730. If you, let's say you have an emergency and you need, a $50,000 loan right now, you can do that with a 730. If you need a, when you buy your house with a 730, your interest rate is going to be much, much lower than, let's say, a 650. So I always tell clients a 730 is the goal.
I'm assuming you've seen some fairly low credit scores.
Yes, I
Would you mind giving me an idea of what range they were?
Yeah, so the lowest I saw probably a mid 400s. So about 450. But the range starts at 300. So it goes 300 to 850. So I've never seen anything in the 300s, which I think is weird. I wonder if people even have that.
What helps improve credit ratings?
So there's five areas of your credit score, and so five areas that you can improve your credit rating. The biggest one is payment history. So that's 35% of your credit score. So sometimes people don't have any accounts that report to the credit bureaus. So without that, and they're paying, their monthly normal bills, their cell phone and their rent. But those are not things that report to the credit bureaus. So they're missing 35% of their score automatically. So the best way to improve it is to, if you don't have accounts, first get accounts that report to the credit bureaus, which is really, really easy. And just make sure that you're paying them on time. And then also in that 35% is collection accounts and charge-offs. So even for bills that don't report to the credit bureaus monthly, so we're not getting that payment history with it. Let's say like electricity bill, for example. We're paying it monthly, but we're not getting payment history on our credit report. But as soon as we default on that payment, and it goes through the process, it can become a collection account, and then it will report to your credit, and it will affect that payment history as well. So, I would say the biggest thing is paying your bills on time and avoiding collections to get to your credit report.
Thank you so much. In order to get hold of Tiara, go to takechargecc.com. She does offer free consultations to make sure that you are a match. And you can book an appointment for that on her website. She will take you through a consultation. Then, if you are a good match, an enrollment, and then the repair and rebuild. And then you talk about goals. Talking with people about their goals must be so
Yes, it
inspiring.
is. It is. And letting them know that it's possible.
Thank you so much for your time today, Tara. I'm so glad we connected. We met through F-bomb. We've never met in real life. This is the first actual
Yeah.
conversation we've had, and I'm so pleased that I got to have this time with you. Thank
And I
you.
am too, Erin. I've listened to a lot of your podcast, Amazing Women. So I appreciate the invite and allowing me to be on here with you. So thank you.
Look forward to seeing you in
See
F-bomb.
ya.
Have a great day. Bye.
Or whether it's branding or whether it's, sending out an email.
Tiara,
Hi.
Tiara, good
Hi.
morning.
Good
We made
morning.
it. We have been trying to connect for so long.
I know. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, me too. And I was trying to send you the link via LinkedIn, but LinkedIn's gone down. And that's the first time I've known it to be completely out.
Oh, really? I'm trying to be better with LinkedIn and check messages more often, but yeah, I've never seen it down either.
Anyway, you found the link. Well done. And I have so many questions to ask you. And because life is absolutely hilarious, I just got notification that a delivery's turning up, which I have to sign for. So if worst comes to worst, I hang up and then call you straight back and we just glue these interviews together, okay?
Let's do it.
But would you please start off, Tiara Bonds, by telling us all about Take Charge Credit Consulting?
Yes. So Take Charge Credit Consulting is it's my baby. I started it 3 years ago, and originally it was the idea was to solely help people with credit. So anything credit related, helping people just clean up their credit mistakes that they made, maybe in their younger 20s, maybe some things happened during a divorce, just cleaning those things up so that they can use credit to their advantage, and reach their credit goals, whether it's buying a home or starting a business. And within the last couple of months, I'm working on adding a new service to help people start and grow profitable businesses. So it's in the works, but it's going to be combined with credit consulting and under Take Charge Consulting.
Now, to find Tiara, the website is takechargecc.com. So make sure you go there to find her.
Yeah.
New Zealand has a completely different system. So, America, credit is a really big deal. Why is credit so important here?
Yes, I'm very interested in credit or lack of credit in other countries. So pretty soon I'm going to start an international credit history day, just learning how credit is in other countries. So maybe you can be one of the first to help me with that. But here in America, it's so important because it's a three-digit number that kind of identifies the way that you deal with money. And there's many reasons why we need credit. Typically, the biggest one is buying a home. If you ever need to be extended money or borrow money, they're going to check your credit. And a lot of times nowadays, even getting into your career, they want to check your credit. Getting insurance, they want to check your credit. So it's a source for people to kind of get an idea of the likelihood that you will be responsible with money and your job, insurance, pretty much a lot of areas.
Now, I read on your website that there are two sides to credit repair. What do you mean by two sides?
So it was probably two sides to the pr my program. So, and repair is the first side. So the credit repairs, really, really big when you're cleaning up your credit. That's removing negative items, compared to, and the, sorry, the other side is building credit. So with those two things, that's how a typical client of mine can improve their credit. So repair is the one side, and then rebuilding is the other.
And you offer free consultations, so that's something to be aware of as part of the process of getting to know potential clients.
Yes, and making sure that we're just, a right fit for each other.
Now, you started off in the correction department. Again, coming from a different country, would you tell me a little bit about what is the Washington State Department of Corrections?
Yes. So Washington Department of Corrections, there's one in every state, and basically it's the prison system. So if someone gets charged with a crime, and convicted of a crime, and they have to serve over 12 months, instead of going to a, let's say, like a county jail, they go to a prison. So, which is corrections. And so it's for people that have felonies, they go to the correction system. And we have a few different prisons here in Washington State. We also have a headquarters, and that's where I started. So I wasn't physically at the prison with, the inmates and such, but I was working at headquarters, making sure that paperwork was in order so that they were able to get released on time.
You were so young when you started. Weren't you still a teenager?
Yes. I started at 16 or 17. It was my junior year in high school. There was a intern program, and the options were to work with pretty much any state agency. So Department of Corrections was one of them. There's, Department of Labor and Industries, DSHS, but I was just really intrigued with corrections. And my second interview, I was able to start there as a high school intern, and then I stayed about 4 years after high school.
So you were there for about 6 years, and then you had a reason, you moved into sales and marketing. What was the pivot?
Well, the pivot, so I knew I had this want to be in entrepreneurship when I was younger, very, 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 very young. And so at Department of Corrections, I loved what I did. I felt as if I was helping the community in a way, but two issues was I didn't feel like I was helping people enough, and then also the time for money situation. So working 40 hours a week and being paycheck to paycheck. Again, I was, 16 to 22, 23 when I worked there, and all of my coworkers were about double, triple my age. And so I didn't understand how they could be making, a similar amount to me when they had children and grandchildren. So I wanted to find something that allowed me to have more money and then also more time freedom to be able to go on vacation when I wanted to, not just 12 days out of the year. And then the other part was definitely important to me, which was helping people. At corrections, it was just a very it wasn't very hands-on, and I couldn't see directly the results of the work that I was doing. So I needed something that provided both of those.
The sales, being in sales and marketing, being in sales and marketing myself, it gives you a unique insight into consumer debt because you're seeing it from a completely different point of view. You're seeing it from how we market. So that would have provided another level of experience for when you moved in from there, you pivoted again into what you're doing now, which is credit consulting.
Yes, it was a great pivot, and the sales and marketing, it was freelance work, contract work. So I got that time freedom that I wanted. I was, making double what I was at corrections, so it fit that. But then again, it was still lacking the how am I was helping companies, which was great, and helping consumers by finding things that match their needs. But it still didn't provide that the help that I wanted. So that's when the credit consulting came in.
Credit is, it can cause a lot of shame, I think, when speaking to people I know who've been in debt, coming clean and actually talking about their credit record, to have somebody who is empathetic and who can provide them clarity is a great service. You're dealing with, I mean, there must be a lot of emotion around people coming to you with destroyed credit ratings.
Oh yes, Erin, that's something that I could totally relate to my clients because I was in that situation. But like my first year in business, I realized that I was kind of a counselor. So and I loved it. I don't think I thought that far into the, going back to how I felt when I was going through it, the shame, the embarrassment, the feeling stuck, and those feelings are definitely there, and that's where I think I find the joy in helping people. So even like in a consultation, I'm able to kind of ease some of those feelings, and then ultimately, if they hire me, fix their credit entirely. So yes, lots of.
And dealing with credit, sorry, dealing with creditors can be terrifying. So you actually negotiate and enter into disputes on your client's behalf.
Yes, and it's crazy that I went from those same feelings, being scared and terrified, handling creditors and collection agencies when I was going through it personally, and now, years later, it's like it's fun to me. But for my clients, yes, it's very, very, very scary.
Must be really rewarding to see people being able to move forward because of the work that you've done.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I know it's also important to you that youth have self-esteem, and I believe pre-COVID you were helping to organize quarterly events.
Yes, so that's something that's in the future as well, and I feel that self-esteem is something that we develop or don't develop when we're younger, and just even from working at corrections, I can see the lack of self-esteem and the things that it can cause. So it can cause people to have bad credit. It can cause people to get in trouble with the and end up in prison and end up in bad relationships. I just feel that self-esteem, just the lack of that, can create so many bad things. So if we're able to help youth with it at an early age, I think that that will solve a lot of problems for people.
Really well. It sets up a great foundation going forward. I also want to talk to you about so many things like your passion and purpose for profit. I want to talk to you about credit and champagne. If we do get cut off, I will call you straight
Okay.
back. Would you be able to tell me about what credit and champagne
Yeah.
is? Because I think you just started that.
I actually restarted it, Erin. So before the pandemic and everything, it was a lot more off or consistent and then kind of slowed down. But it's just a fun weekly video so that people can watch it.
Are you
Yeah,
there?
yeah.
I'm so sorry, calling you
Okay,
straight
sounds
back.
good.